All right, everybody, it's time for some hope. I want to bring your attention to one of my favorite things happening on the global stage right now, because it is bad for J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and all of these far-right stooges, but it is good for liberal democracy across the globe. So it's time to bring your attention to what is happening with Peter Magyar in Hungary. Now, Peter Magyar beat Viktor Orban after Viktor Orban had 16 years of dominance and turned Hungary into a European laboratory for like authoritarianism, a soft form of authoritarianism with one-party dominance, with state media that is captured and doesn't have opponents on, captured courts, a media machine that quite literally just had him hold on to victory. But he was defeated. This only comes about a week after J.D. Vance visited Hungary himself. Vice President J.D. Vance tried to rally for Viktor Orban, but Peter Magyar, who's on screen now on the right, still won in a literal landslide. His party got two-thirds of the parliament seats, which is a mandate in the country of Hungary, in any country. Two-thirds of a win is a mandate. Now, I want to point out, Peter Magyar is not some progressive savior. He's pretty conservative on a lot of issues. He's firmly center-right. The other day in a video, I said that he's for a more liberal democracy, and I got a bunch of emails saying, Adam, he's not a liberal. I understand, he's definitely not a liberal, but he does like the form of democracy that many Western countries have, and he's trying to be more pro-Ukraine, more pro-West than Viktor Orban's awful style of pro-Russia puppetry, right? So in April of 2026, Viktor Orban loses power. Unlike Orban, Peter Magyar actually believes in competitive elections, an independent judiciary, and a media landscape where the government does not own everything. This brings me to exactly what has been unfolding in Hungary, because it is so incredibly ruthlessly perfect. Peter Magyar has held a series of events that have dismantled the type of rogue authoritarianism Viktor Orban represented. He went on Viktor Orban's state-crafted TV and began to talk about how he's going to dismantle the very service that he is on. He then stood next to the president of Hungary and had the president smile for a photo, and then he tweeted out the photo and said, "This person is unworthy of representing the unity of Hungary." He then gave a speech saying he's dismantling the funding of CPAC, which is a conservative PAC in the United States that has all these events and all this funding for conservative ideas. Listen, he is a center-right conservative, but he's also for democracy, for competitive elections. So I'm trying to be nuanced there and thread the needle. This is a benefit for the world, for Ukraine, for everybody, even if he's not some like progressive savior. It can be nuanced. So make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. And I want to start off with him appearing on the banned TV station that he was not able to appear on. So Peter Magyar was unable to appear on this channel for a year and a half because Viktor Orban banned him from appearing on any of these stations so there were not competitive elections. Just to read you off a translation from Turkish. New Hungarian Prime Minister Peter Magyar appeared as a guest on state television M1 for the first time and made shocking comments. "We will suspend this channel's news service," he said. "This isn't about me. I'm not seeking revenge. Our people deserve journalism that reflects the truth. We will nationalize the assets given to business people and foundations during the Orban era. The Matthias Corvinus Collegium Foundation, close to Orban, was transferred 10% of oil for free. We will take back these shares." He's saying no more corruption. "After 16 years of the Orban era, 400,000 Hungarian children in this country are living in deep poverty. President Szolyark is no longer the president of this country in my eyes or in the eyes of the people." In response to the host asking about him meeting Zelensky and trying to take a jab, he says, "I get your joke, and I even like it, but your references no longer carry any meaning." Dude, I love that response. Too many times people get super angry or triggered at a joke, be like, "No, that's a fine joke, but your joke no longer carries meaning when you have no power." He says, "According to you, Germany has collapsed, there's no internet there, and people aren't even having sex. The Hungarian people were laughing at you. He just humiliated state regime media to their face. He genuinely went on state regime media and humiliated them to their face. I'll play for you the clip in 1 second, but he did the same thing to the president of Hungary that helped enable Viktor Orban for years. When I say Ruthless liberalism is what we need. I mean, we should model it off of this center-right politician who is dismantling the authoritarianism that has existed in Hungary due to Orbán. He said, "I have arrived at the Sandor Palace to meet the president of Hungary," which is distinct from the prime minister. The prime minister is Viktor Orbán, was. The president was Szolyok. He said, "At Dr. Thomas Szolyok," he just added him directly on Twitter, "is unworthy of representing the unity of the Hungarian nation. He is unfit to serve as the guardian of legality. He is not fit to serve as the moral authority or a role model. Following the formation of the new government, Thomas Szolyok must leave office immediately." Before I play for you the video of Magyar on TV, it's really a solid video. I want to show you this really hilarious moment where Hungary's new prime minister, Peter Magyar, spots Viktor Orbán chilling on the balcony at Szolyok's residence. So he was about to take this photo, right? And he spots him chilling on the balcony. And he goes, "Absolute cinema." I'm going to play it for a second. There's music that's copyrighted, but I'll play it. That's Viktor Orbán right there.
Absolute film scene has.
He said absolute cinema. And that's Viktor Orbán standing there coping over his absolute loss. Look at him right there. I like this guy. I can't lie. I really like this guy. Here's his TV appearance.
Ezt asszony pillanatait körbenézek, és jó érzés itt lenni másfél évvel azután, 2024. szeptember 26 után, amikor utoljára itt jártam. Amikor beengedték ide a legnagyobb pártnak a vezetőjét.
Bocsasson meg, elnök úr, többször hívtuk önöket, erről e-mailek vannak, és nyilván ezt majd a két sajtóosztály egymás közt lelevelezi, mert hogy ezek az e-mailek megvannak.
Szerkesztő asszony, ezt már a Kossuth Jágyóban játszottuk, 2026. januárig nem hívtak, be se engedtek. Ha esetleg elfelejtettek volna, volt itt tüntetés is minden itt a Kunigund utcában, de semmi gond nincsen, nincs bennem személyes sértettség, sem azért, hogy önök itt reggel délben este gyaláztak személyemben a családomat, a hozzám közel állok a civil embereket.
Azt, nem. Hogy a családját gyaláztuk volna, ezt ne haragudjon, de valamennyi kollégám nevében szeretném kikérni.
Itt ebben a stúdióban többször elhangzott, hogy az én kiskorú gyerekeim nem állnak velem szóba, miközben velem élnek. És utána tegnap voltam velük.
Oh, he said, "It has been said multiple times in this studio that my underage children don't even speak to me, even though I was talking to them just yesterday." Wow.
Sok hét után először el tudtam velük menni
edzésre. Nem hiszem, hogy ez műsorvezetőtől hangzott el.
Minden esetre azt tudom önnek mondani, hogy nincs bennünk személyes sértettség, de a programunk egyik eleme az, hogy ennek a hazugsággyárnak a Tisza kormány megalakulása után vége van. Fel fogjuk függeszteni azonnal ezt a hazug hírszolgáltatást, amit folyik, és meg fogjuk teremteni a független, objektív, pártatlan feltételeket a többi parlamenti párttal, a többi szakmai szervezettel együtt, hogy ez a propaganda, ami itt folyt, megengedőbb befejezzem?
Persze.
Ha már itt másfélet vártam erre a pár mondatra.
Nem állt szóval, szándékomban a szavába.
Köszönöm vágyom. Szépen. Szóval meg fogjuk teremteni a független, objektív, pártatlan média feltételeit. Tudjuk, hogy nincs tökéletes média, de ami itt folyt 2010 óta, ami után Goebbels, vagy az észak-koreai diktátor is megnyalta volna a 10 ujját.
No way! I didn't realize he said this. He went on the state regime media created by Viktor Orbán and he goes, "The propaganda set on here would make Goebbels or North Korea blush, lick their lips." This is wild. Obviously, again, this guy is not perfect. He doesn't have to be perfect. He was born out of the same type of system that Viktor Orbán was born out of. But again, he believes in competitive elections. He believes that this is a better style of ruling. He is not pushing some big progressive revolution, but his project is about cleaning up corruption, restoring rule of law, and re-anchoring Hungary in a more mainstream, pro-European democratic tradition, which is kind of what we need to do with the United States. We need to anchor the United States into a more pro-democracy tradition and purge the corruption.
Média feltételei. Tudjuk, hogy nincs tökéletes média, de ami itt folyt 2010 óta, ami után Goebbels, vagy az észak-koreai diktátor is megnyalta volna a 10 ujját, hogy egy igaz szó nem hangzott el, az biztos, hogy nem folytatható. Látom azt, hogy mióta a magyar emberek példátlan felhatalmazással április 12-én rendszert váltottak, mert hogy soha ennyi ember nem szavazott egy politikai közösségre, mint most a Tiszára, kb. 3 millió 300 ezer ember, és legalább 140 képviselőnk lesz, egyébként a parlamentben lehet, hogy 142. Látom, azóta itt vannak mozgások, és már másfél év után először élőbe adták egy sajtótájékoztatómat.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna say it. I really like this guy's style of ruthless ending of corruption. Imagine if John Ossoff embodied this type of ruthless ending of corruption, but it was in a liberal fashion, pushing for more liberal values. It says, thank you to the National Police Chief for the offer, but I continue to decline police protection. All right, he's just aura farming now. He knows that he's got aura. Thank you to the National Police Chief for the offer, but I continue to decline personal police protection, whether 24-hour or otherwise. I have had nothing to fear so far, and I intend to work in such a way that I will have nothing to fear in the future. Hungary will become a place where no one who works and lives honestly has to be afraid. Thank you to our police officers for their service. I like the guy. I do. Let me know what you all think about this style of the ruthless ending of corruption in the comment section below. I personally love it and think we can learn something from this. Make sure you drop a like, make sure you drop a blue heart and subscribe below. We are growing rapidly, the fastest growing Gen Z media company across the entire internet, and I have you to thank. So thank you all and peace out.